Hey everybody, this is First Warren Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Penevich. Quick look at the audio forecast for today. To those who like to follow me on my podcast or on iTunes, today's weather, we started with some storms this morning. The good news is those storms have pushed off to the east. The atmosphere is going to kind of reload this afternoon. We're going to see lots of sunshine and temperatures climbing back up into the upper 70s. There's a cold front sweeping in from the west, and that's going to set the stage for some pretty strong storms by 4, 5, 6 o'clock this afternoon. So you've got some time before these storms start to redevelop. Now the storms, they won't be as widespread as Sunday. It's not going to be a washout today. We're not going to deal with widespread flooding issues. But what we're going to lack in the form of widespread showers will make up for stronger thunderstorms. These storms, it'll be individual cells. They'll be scattered about. But if you're under one of them, they will have the potential to produce both damaging winds, possibly some pretty large hail, and there's still an outside chance for some isolated tornadoes, though that risk is only 2 to 5%. These will be supercell thunderstorms, which mean they will have rotating updrafts, and that's what we call a supercell, any thunderstorm that has a rotating updraft. And because of their individual nature, they're something we have to watch. So stay weather aware, especially by the evening commute as the kids head home from school, as you head home from work. I'll be keeping an eye on these storms throughout the afternoon. Again, that time frame between 4 and 6 o'clock. And again, the main threat is going to be hail and wind, but there could be an isolated tornado threat as well. We will likely have some watch issued, I think, for some parts of our viewing area. Hard to say how much. I think the main area is going to be shifting to the north and east into central North Carolina and eventually up into parts of Virginia. So the potential is there. We could see a watch east of I-77 possibly by this afternoon. I'll be heading into work right now. We'll have you covered throughout the afternoon on NBC Charlotte. And make sure you follow me on Facebook and Twitter, WX Brad. Both places I post continuous updates throughout the event, before, after, and during, to make sure you're ready for these storms. Hope you have a great Monday, and please stay weather aware today. Make sure you have at least three forms of getting these warnings, whether it's on TV, through an app, through social media, a weather radio, multiple sources, the better. You always have to have more than one in these types of setups. So hope you have a great Monday. Stay weather aware. We'll have you covered right here at NBC Charlotte.